Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive towards short. Mulevey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jolly moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Jolly scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malivi. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Malivi steals second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Krause reaches third base with a triple. Malivi scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive off the glove of Kerr, and into shallow right field. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive towards third. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Moore now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goldman bunts towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. There goes Goldman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a line drive towards third. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulevey takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulevey moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jim Moore. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hudlin. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Barnes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Greg Mulevey. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Barnes moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Barnes moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.